Baha'u'llah has declared this earth is one country and mankind its citizens. It means that we Baha'is are engaged in creating a new consciousness and a new civilization that is neither Western nor Eastern. It does not mean the effacing of all cultural varieties and the washing away of all that we have inherited from our rich past. It does mean the cultivation of a new sensitivity and openness to things that are at first unfamiliar. Correct pronunciation of foreign terms and names may appear to be a trivial matter, but it is often a telltale indicator of one's sensitivity and openness to the unfamiliar. We are, after all, attempting to reconcile the entire family of mankind. How would it sound if we could not pronounce the names of our own spiritual forefathers? I'm not suggesting, of course, that there are no difficulties to overcome, no new sounds to hear and to produce. But there are no inherent problems that cannot be solved with a fair amount of practice. For there is nothing, after all, that is physiologically different about human beings' organs of hearing and producing sounds. So, with this positive and confident attitude, we begin our approach to pronunciation of Persian and Arabic names and terms in the Baha'i literature. But we need a system, a guide, a key. In the past, when our main medium of communication was the written word, the task of duplicating the sounds of one language into another was a very thorny one, and the results could never be entirely satisfactory. Bad as it was in the case of two languages that used the same script, such as English and French, the problems were compounded when the script was also different, as is the case between English and Persian. The method of approximating the sounds of one language in another by means of establishing equivalence in the different alphabets or scripts of the two languages is called transliteration. Before we go any further, there are certain basic facts that are essential to our task. Fact number one: Persian and Arabic are two different languages belonging to two distinct families of languages. Arabic belongs to the Semitic group and Persian to the Indo-European group of languages. Fact number two: both Persian and Arabic are written in the Arabic script. Fact number three: the sounds that are assigned to the same letters in the same script are not the same in Persian and Arabic, pretty much as is the case, for example, in English and Hungarian, two different languages using the same script but not pronouncing these letters the same way. Fact number four: there are a large number of Arabic words that have entered into the Persian language, but the Persians do not pronounce them as Arabic, much as is the case, for example, with a large number of French words that have entered into English, but we do not give them the French pronunciation. You might say these words are naturalized in the English language. And finally, fact number five: the Bab, Baha'u'llah, Abdul Baha, and Shoghi Effendi all wrote and spoke both Persian and Arabic. Their mother tongues was, of course, Persian. So much for basic facts. Now back to the problems of transliteration. Attempts at transliterating the Arabic script into English has a long history. But early in the 20th century, a system devised by the British Museum was adopted by scholars in the interest of uniformity and consistency. It has since given way in international usage to somewhat simpler and less cumbersome systems. But at the time in 1923, when the beloved Guardian requested the Friends to adhere to the British Museum Code, it was the only authoritative system in use. It is this system that Shoghi Effendi used in his translation of the history of Nabil, the Dawnbreakers, and for which he provided a key in that volume. The problem, of course, with this system and all the subsequent systems for transliteration of the Arabic script into English is that they are designed to approximate the pronunciation of Arabic and not Persian. There is still no universally accepted transliteration system for pronunciation of Persian. And so, although there is nothing sacrosanct about the British Museum system, for the sake of uniformity, we continue for the time being to use it in Baha'i publications. Now, many of the terms, names of the months, names of people, and even places in Baha'i writings and Baha'i history happen to be Arabic in origin, but they are naturalized, so to speak, in Persian. And if we are to do anything like justice to pronunciation of these terms and names, that is, if we are to come close to a standard Persian pronunciation of them, we need the key that goes with the British Museum transliteration system used in Baha'i publications. It is this key that tells us, for example, that an A with an accent mark is A, and without the accent mark is A. Often we ignore that key and pronounce both as a sound that does not exist in Persian. Again, we ignore the difference between accented I, E, and unaccented I, A, and we come up with Tehran instead of Tehran. Or the difference between accented U, U, and unaccented U, O, is ignored. Otherwise, we would know that it is Baha'ullah and not Baha'ullah, and Abdul Baha and not Abdul Baha. The key again tells us that the combined DH with a line under it, the D with a dot under it, the Z with a dot under it, and the Z without a dot are all pronounced as Z. And so it goes for the T's and the S's. Imagine how far off we can end up by ignoring the key. The reason for this confusing duplication is that there are separate letters in the Arabic script for each one of these transliterated codes, and the Arabs pronounce them differently, but for the Persians, they all have the same sound. For example, the DH with a line under it in Arabic is the. The D with a dot under it is the. The Z with a dot under it is the. And the plain Z is just that. But in Persian, these are all simple Z's. There is, of course, no compulsion that everyone should pronounce terms of Arabic origin in the Persian way. In fact, the Baha'i Friends from the Arabic-speaking parts of the world naturally give all of these the original Arabic pronunciation. Thus, the great festival that commemorates the declaration of Baha'u'llah is pronounced Rizwan in Arabic and Rizban in Persian. Here I may share my own observations of the practice of the Beloved Guardian, although it is nothing more than in the nature of pilgrim notes. He spoke to the Arabic-speaking pilgrims from Iraq or Egypt or Syria in a perfectly eloquent vernacular Arabic with Arabic pronunciation. To the Persian-speaking pilgrims, he spoke in Persian, pronouncing all the words of Arabic origin in Persian. Even when he quoted from memory, as he did often, long passages from Baha'u'llah or Abdul Baha in Arabic, he did so with the Persian pronunciation. And in the holy shrines of the Bab, Baha'u'llah and Abdul Baha, he always chanted the tablets of visitation, which are in Arabic, with a Persian pronunciation and a Persian musical intonation. And finally, when he spoke in English, he always pronounced the Arabic and Persian terms in the Persian way. And now, after this long introduction, let us take advantage of this new and excellent medium of the cassette tape to hear and practice the pronunciation of Persian and Arabic words in the Baha'i writings. Fortunately for us, we have a very good Baha'i glossary written by Mrs. Marzieh Gale, and I am preparing this cassette to accompany that glossary. Not every term glossed in that publication will be pronounced. Rather, I have chosen the more frequently used terms and names and will call each page on which they appear. In order to provide double opportunity for you to hear each term, I have asked my dear colleague, Miss Leila Banani, to repeat each term after me. This should also give you the courage to hear how perfectly possible it is for ears and tongue born and used to American English sounds to hear and reproduce Persian. Before we begin with pronunciation of individual terms, let us practice the Persian vowels. There are basically six vowels in the Persian language and one double vowel, or what we call a diphthong. The basic vowels are A, as in cat, E, as in best, O, as in short, A, as in arm, U, as in moon, and E, as in meat. You notice these are all clear, short, complete one vowel sounds. Not I, not A, but A, E, O. A, U, E. The double vowel is O, the sound we have in the festival of Nowruz, much as the English sound of own, Nowruz. So, try to avoid mixing your vowels together. In other words, end when one vowel is finished. E, A, O, A, U, E. The inverted apostrophe, or the apostrophe itself, is a brief silent stop to occur before the next letter. In the word Baha'i, for example, without that apostrophe, it would come out Baha'i. Instead, the correct pronunciation is Baha'i. Baha'i. Then there are two consonants which will probably give you the most difficulty. These are the so-called guttural consonants, the kh. There is no such sound in English. The closest to it is the sound of loch in Scottish, and the k, as in aqdas or iqan. There is no equivalent for it at all in English. Finally, the h, whether with or without a dot under it, is always aspirated. That means a full, clean sound of breath, he, is heard. Make sure that it does not become a guttural, does not become a he. Just a pure he, like in Tehran or Tahere. One final word of caution. You'll notice that the stress in Persian falls always slightly on the last syllable. Just a very slight stress. Don't overdo it, or things will go wrong. Now I will call the number of the pages and the number of the word on each page that we are going to pronounce. And I think it will be very helpful for you if, before you sit down to use your glossary together with this cassette, if you go through your glossary and number each entry on each page. So as I call the numbers, you can quickly refer to it. I will pronounce the word once. Leila will pronounce it after me, and then we will give you a short pause for you to pronounce it before going on to the next word. We begin on page 4, word number 5. Abdul Baha.
Abdul Baha.
Page 5, word 5. Abu Ali Sina.
Abu Ali Sina.
Page 6, word 4. Azan.
Azan.
Word 5. Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan.
7, Afnan.
Afnan.
8, Aksan.
Aksan.
12, Akbar.
Akbar.
Page 7. 1, Akka.
Akka.
2, Ali.
Ali.
8, Allah.
Allah.
9, Allahu Abha.
Allahu Abha.
8, 3, Amir.
Amir.
4, Amir Nizam.
Amir Nizam.
Mirza Taghi Khan.
Mirza Taghi Khan.
7, Amul.
Amul.
9, Anis.
Anis.
12, Aga.
Aga.
16, Agaye Kalim.
Agaye Kalim.
Let's hear that once more.
Agaye Kalim.
Good. Page 9, 3. عرض سر.
عرض سر.
13. ایام ها.
ایام ها.
10. 1. اعظم.
اعظم.
6. باب.
باب.
7. بابی.
بابی.
10. باب الباب.
باب الباب.
11. باب الله.
باب الله.
12. بدشت.
بدشت.
13. بدیع.
بدیع.
Page 11. 2. بهائی.
بهائی.
6. بهاء الله.
بهاء الله.
7. بهجی.
بهجی.
Fourteen. بار فروش.
بار فروش.
Page 12. 3. بیان.
بیان.
Page 13. 9. چهریق.
چهریق.
Page 14. 5. درویش.
درویش.
6. درویش محمد.
درویش محمد.
Now 8 through 14 are the days of the Baha'i week. جلال.
جلال.
جمال.
جمال.
کمال.
کمال.
فضال.
فضال.
عدال.
عدال.
استجلال.
استجلال.
استقلال.
استقلال.
19. ذکر.
ذکر.
Page 15. The last word. فراش باشی.
فراش باشی.
16. 3. فاطمه.
فاطمه.
Page 17. 7. ها.
ها.
Page 18. 1. حافظ.
حافظ.
2. هفت وادی.
هفت وادی.
3. حاجی.
حاجی.
4. حاجی میرزا آقاسی.
حاجی میرزا آقاسی.
16. حرم اقدس.
حرم اقدس.
Page 19. 4. حضیرت القدس.
حضیرت القدس.
Let's hear that once again.
حضیرت القدس.
Correct. Nineteen. Hussein.
Hussein.
Page 20. 5. Ibn.
Ibn.
16. Imam.
Imam.
Page 21. The last word. Imam Jum'e.
Imam Jum'e.
Page 22. 7. Iran.
Iran.
8. Iraq.
Iraq.
16. Isme Azam.
Isme Azam.
Page 24. Kitab.
Kitab.
6. کتاب عهد.
کتاب عهد.
7. کتاب اقدس.
کتاب اقدس.
9. کتاب ایقان.
کتاب ایقان.
28. 3. Kurdistan.
Kurdistan.
Page 30. 8. Madrasa.
Madrasa.
11. Maku.
Maku.
Page 31. 6. Mashhad.
Mashhad.
8. مشرق الاذکار.
مشرق الاذکار.
9. مسجد.
مسجد.
Page 32. 3. مازندران.
مازندران.
4. مزرعه.
مزرعه.
7. مهدی.
مهدی.
15. میرزا ابوالفضل.
میرزا ابوالفضل.
فضل.
فضل.
Page 33. 4. میرزا بزرگ.
میرزا بزرگ.
6. میرزا حسین علی.
میرزا حسین علی.
8. میرزا مهدی.
میرزا مهدی.
10. میرزا محمد علی زنوزی.
میرزا محمد علی
زنوزی.
علی
زنوزی. زنوزی.
زنوزی.
فکتین. میرزا موسا.
میرزا موسا.
Page 34. 3. میرزا یحیی.
میرزا یحیی.
4. مشکین قلم.
مشکین قلم. قلم.
That's very good. مشکین قلم.
قلم.
Now, the names of the Baha'i months, we will go through all of them. بها.
بها.
جلال.
جلال.
جمال.
جمال.
عظمت.
عظمت.
نور.
نور.
رحمت.
رحمت.
کلمات.
کلمات.
کمال.
کمال.
اسماء.
اسماء.
عزت.
عزت.
مشیت.
مشیت.
علم.
علم.
قدرت.
قدرت.
قول.
قول.
مسائل.
مسائل.
شرف.
شرف.
سلطان.
سلطان.
ملک.
ملک.
علا.
علا.
Page 35, the last word, Muhammad.
Muhammad.
Page 36, 4, Mujtahid.
Mujtahid.
5, Mullah.
Mullah.
8, Mullah Hussein.
Mullah Hussein.
Page 37, 8. مستغاس.
مستغاس.
12. نبیل.
نبیل.
Page 38, 12. نواب.
نواب.
13. نوروز.
نوروز.
14. نیریز.
نیریز.
Page 39, 13. پاشا.
پاشا.
Page 40, 16. قائم.
قائم.
18. قاجار.
قاجار.
Page 41. 9. قیوم الاسما.
قیوم. قیوم الاسما.
Let's try that again. قیوم الاسما.
قیوم الاسما.
10. قبله.
قبله.
12. قدوس.
قدوس.
13. قرآن.
قرآن.
42. 1. قرة العين.
قرة العين.
7. رزوان.
رزوان.
Page 43. 5. صدرت المنتهى.
صدرت المنتهى.
10. صاحب الزمان.
صاحب الزمان. صاحب الزمان.
Very good. Page 44 2
Salam
Salam
7
Sam Khan
Sam Khan
Page 45 3
Shah
Shah
Page 46 1
Shari'at
Shari'at
2 Sheikh
Sheikh
5 Sheikh Ahmad Ahsai
Sheikh Ahmad
Ahsai
Ahsai
Thirteen, Sheikh Tabarsi.
Sheikh Tabarsi.
Page 47. 1. Sheikhi.
Sheikhi.
2. Sheikhul Islam.
Sheikhul Islam.
3. Shi'a
Shi'a
10 Shiraz
Shiraz
11 Shoghi Afandi Rabbani
Shoghi
Afandi
Afandi
Rabbani
Rabbani Rabbani
4 Siyah Chal
Siyah Chal
6 Sayyid
Sayyid
12 Sayyid Kazim Rashti
Sayyid Kazim Rashti
49 3 Subh Azal
Subh Azal
8 Suleymaniye
Suleymaniye
You notice I've said that H's are always aspirated but you may have noticed one or two occasions where the H appears at the end of the word, especially after a vowel, then it is silent. Suleymaniye. Page 50. 2. Sure.
Sure.
8. Sure Muluk.
سوره ملوک
14 تبرسی
تبرسی
پیج 51 1 تبریز
تبریز
5 طاهره
طاهره
is another final H which is not aspirated. Tahere.
Tahere.
7. Tajalliyat.
Tajalliyat.
13. Tarazat.
Tarazat.
52. 1. تهران
تهران
4 علما
علما
page 53 1 and 2 now here is a case of the transliteration without the accent marks reading absolutely the same but it's the difference of the accent marks which makes the first one
واحد
and the second one
وحید.
لیلا
واحد
واحد وحید and the first one there's the accent on the A
which makes it A
and on the second one the accent on the I
which makes it E. Page 54. 4.
Ya Baha'ul Abha.
Ya Baha'ul Abha.
Let's say that again.
Ya Baha'ul Abha.
Ya Baha'ul Abha.
Page 56. 1. Zoroaster.
Zoroaster. That concludes our pronunciation guide to the Baha'i Glossary.